I can't lie. I am really jealous of anyone with a barbecue right now.
You're definitely starting to smell it. Like, people are firing up. Even before it started melting, people were firing it up.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, the nice weather is here. People are starting to grill outside. And
yeah.
I've been stalking this one dude's backyard that I can see from my apartment.
Okay.
Because he's got a smoker.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you sure you want to say this on the radio? But no, that makes sense.
It's like literally, like, you look out from my balcony and I can see straight into this guy's backyard.
Yeah.
And for like the past week or so, he has been smoking like everything. And the sad thing is I'm so far away that I can't smell it.
You're just seeing the process without getting even the after effects.
But I'm pretty sure he was making a brisket yesterday.
Ooh.
And I've always wanted to be a smoker guy.
I was for a little bit. Or, well, I shouldn't say I was. My brother-in-law lived with us for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
He and I went in and bought a smoker together. He's from Oklahoma, so he was like,
okay, it's in his blood.
He's like, I know what I'm doing. And yeah. I was like, I'm willing to invest in my future eating.
Oh, he must have made some deadly food.
He did for the first like 6 months. But then it got to winter and we were out on the prairies. It's tough to keep a smoker up to heat unless you have the right gear, which we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't use it. And then the next summer came and I was like, all right, let's get that smoker going, buddy. You know what to do. And he's like, it's too hot, man. I don't like to use the smoker in the summertime. I was just like, what did we even pay for?
What a waste.
We ended up selling it.
See, the reason I want to become a smoker guy is it's kind of like a lifestyle, you know?
Little bit.
Like, if you ever meet anyone that has a smoker, it's all they talk about.
For sure.
But it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Because I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking, but like most of us guys, anytime you hear someone has a smoker, you're like, oh, really? What's that like?
I'm very interested in what you have to say. Please tell me more.
Like, tell me what you cook, blah, 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 you know? Like, if you don't have any friends,
yeah,
and you go to a party that you know, like, no one at, I guarantee if you have a smoker and you start talking about it, you've got, like, four dudes starting to talk to you right away.
Just stand in the middle of the room. I have a smoker at home. And also, people are, oh, hey, man, are you the smoker guy?
Oh, really? Yeah, I have a smoker, too.
You ever make ribs, bro?
And I kind of want that lifestyle.
It is. It's a lifestyle. Like,
it's a religion almost.
So much that is involved in it, like the preparation of the food, the different kinds of smoke, the different pellets or pucks, depending on what you have. Like, there's a lot. I did not learn any of it, and I kind of regret that. I wish that I had paid more attention.
And then you can also like look down on people who just like barbecue. Be like, oh, really? That's what you cooked up?
I'm sure this is fine. I would have, maybe put a little mesquite in there, but.
And I think the best thing is like for family men like yourself, it's an excuse to get away from the family. You throw that brisket in, it's going to take like 5-7 hours. You go and check on that thing once an hour. That's like your recess. The smoker, man, it's changing people's lives.